not quite live and not quite the other side of the world, but still bringing you today's news yesterday. I've finally finished this project that I've been whining and screaming about. I know, I mean, imagine, you know, you finish a project, but you still have a roadmap for the things you're going to do later. And getting to the place where you can manage your ongoing projects, well, that's an important place to get to. I mean, nothing's ever finished. It's why Grandpa had a workshop in the basement. There's always going to be something to fix, always going to be something that needs to be worked on. There's always something that you want to do to improve whatever or make the next version. So you need to have a roadmap. It's called a roadmap. You know, you have like a list of, it's like a list. Like, I'm going to do this and that and that and that. And then, you know, people can see what you're going to do. You know, I don't know. I don't know. George, have you ever heard of the handyman setting up a roadmap for what he's going to do to the house? And his wife can, I want one of those right here. I want, you know. And he goes, okay, honey, here's my roadmap. Where do you want me to put it? No, it's never been tried, but why not? Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not? If you're a handyman, go ahead and do it. Put a list of yeah, it's called a roadmap. It's the things that you're planning on doing and building and adding to stuff later. And that's easy. You got your roadmap, you can say, okay, I'm done for the day, lights out. Regardless of what you accomplish for the day, you can just move on. Yeah, so anyhow, as my coding has been going on and on and on, much of my work is replacing constants with variables. Now, some of the work that I do involves updates. Some of the work I do involves laying in dependencies for new features that I want. But a lot of my work also involves going back and making my old programs more flexible than they were before. The things I originally thought wouldn't change eventually need to. Code is more powerful and useful if it has more things that can change. It sort of reminded me of the expectations we develop from our own cultures. Then everything we know, quote unquote, doesn't work once we travel or once we have children. Not sure if you figured out that I was reading that or not, but kudos to you if you did figure that out. Well, if there was a lesson that I learned this week, I would really have to say, you know, problems. How do we deal with problems? I cannot think of enough lists. My dad used to tell me, I can't make enough rules. You're going to have to think, you know. And I cannot make enough lists to prevent or anticipate all of the different problems that I'm going to find in whatever I make, whether it's code, whether it's music. The only way that I've found that I can know what's wrong with the software that I'm writing or with whatever I happen to be developing at the time is if I use it. I have to try it. If I try it out and I use it, I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, it breaks while I'm still making it. I don't write it correctly the first time because I forget a colon or some other dependency. But the only way that I know if I wrote everything correctly is if I test it. And I've been doing this more. I've been doing more testing while I'm making stuff, rather than going through checklists and looking at seeing if I have all the ducks in the row before I turn something on, I run little tiny micro tests as I go. Test it to see if it works. Test it to see if it works. Not, okay, this looks good, that looks good, that looks good. Run a current through it. While I'm right there, okay, did I plug it in? Check the current. Current's good. And then go to the next thing. Run tests constantly and often and as I go. And keep a little list of problems that show up and maybe fix some of them later. It's kind of an interesting way of looking at things. I mean, typically, if when we do things, the old school way of doing things for so long was always to have a list, like a checklist. Go through the inspection, have the checklist. All right, that's cool for normal daily stuff. But for the mechanic, for the guy who's building something, for the guy who is inventing a business, like I was just talking with this morning, testing along the way is how it actually works. In fact, this morning, a friend randomly called me while I was in the middle of working, and he wanted to ask about his business startup idea. And he said, Jesse, would you contribute to this? I've got this celebrity friend up in the big city, and he wants to contribute. And I said, look, I'll contribute, no problem, but I want to give you ideas. He's like, well, Jesse, you're smart. I want your ideas. I said, of course you do, because you're almost as smart as I am. And so we were talking, and I gave him my ideas. And I said, what you really need to do is not ask me if I like this. I'll go along with it because I'm patient and I'll try anything once. Well, unless the Bible tells me not to, because typically when the Bible says don't try something, there are good reasons that you discover if you don't listen. But that's another story. Pending the Bible, I'll try anything once. And I said, I'm not the one you want to ask if this is good. You need to call your celebrity friend up in the big city and ask him, hey, would you like this? If I offered you this and that and the other thing, how would you like that? I said, get his opinion. Test your idea. Whatever it is that you're doing, try it out as you're going. Don't just look at the theoretical line. I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. Test as you go. There. Test as you go. I've found a lesson for you. Isn't that... I know. Well, I don't know. It might be useful to people, George. I mean, it's probably why they're tuning. No, I'm not ready to release the full web product yet. I'll have... No, George, I've got to keep the announcement of that... You can't give away the web... I can't tell people that verb.inc is going to be up and ready until it's up and ready. Otherwise, everyone's going to go to verb.inc and they're going to want to go see the videos that I made. And if I promote those videos and tell people to go to http://verb.inc, I-N-K, inc, if I tell people that, then they're all going to go there and then everybody's going to know about it before I want them to. I mean, George, haven't you figured out by now? I'm sorry. George is still new and... He hasn't figured out that the only way to promote something that you can't promote is to say that you can't promote it while you're promoting it. And he just doesn't understand marketing, and he's trying to get ahead of the game here. Well, no, it's like Trump said, you know, I could call him a moron, but I won't do it. Didn't Sarah Palin do that? Didn't she... Someone insulted her and she said, well, I won't call him a stupid head. I'll let his wife do that. You know, all the things that you can't do. Well, there are things that you can't do. And then there are things that are unusual to do. The things you can't do, you can always do the things that you quote unquote can't do if you say that you're not doing it and you can't do it while you're doing it. And all the things that are unusual are okay to do if you say you're doing it. Like my buddy, he wants to make a website and then change stuff after a few weeks. I said you can change anything you want if you just write beta on the first part of the website. Well, that was fun, and I'm going to get to the point. Movers and shakers always have a list of things they wish they could get done today, but just can't. 1,000 other projects keep their plans in limbo. It would seem that God might feel the same way, which is why many good things haven't happened yet. But God is not slow, as some count slowness. So perhaps those plans we have for today really aren't for today. Everything has its place and time. The things that can be for today and tomorrow will be. If tomorrow is the only day a thing can happen, it will probably be best. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.